WGCH Newsletter Time 7:52 and fourth Thursday of each month, joined by State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich. Representative, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony, and good morning to all your listeners. Always a pleasure to be with you.
All right, let's talk about a bunch of stuff. One that's been an ongoing thing, the governor's emergency powers and executive orders. What's the latest there?
So we convene for our regular session on February 9th. And the first thing which is going to come up is the governor's emergency authority. As we know, the governor's authority ends on 15th of February, at which point all of his executive orders would expire if they are not codified or passed by legislator. So we were the legislator and our legislative leadership was contacted by the governor's office. They wish to expand or extend the emergency possibly and also codify some of the orders and a mix of those. And we're not clear what they really are going to propose on the opening day. But it's very, now we're expecting that on 10th of February, which is the day after we open for regular session, we will be discussing and debating the emergency authorities. And as you know, for most of our community, this is very unpopular.
All right. So do you expect that it will be, they'll be extended?
So you know, we haven't received a formal proposal as to whether they really want to extend it or they want to just codify some of the orders. But Tony, the real discussion is about really two orders and two about the mandates. Nobody is against the idea that to alleviate nursing shortage, we should basically take some action. And I think if we propose that law, it will have bipartisan support. It is the mandates which are the controversy now, especially now that there's more and more evidence coming about. Dr. Fauci, Scott Gottlieb, and everyone has basically said that these cloth masks are no longer much lower effectiveness. And so I think there's more and more people who are saying, well, if they're not effective, why are you mediating it up for our kids? Why are you making it that forcibly that they need to wear them? And that's becoming a very difficult point. So those two mandates are, I appreciate the fact that they're going to be discussed on the floor of the legislature, and I hope they are. And I think they're not going to make it. I think their expiration time has come because the science is looking not clear. You know, everyone can make a case this way or that, but there is not enough evidence at this point to say that these masks, especially the cloth masks, are working. And if there is no science, you know, we cannot take off, we cannot put a mandate out there, and the legislator will have to debate it. And the good thing is we will vote on it. And I think given the science and given the mounting evidence on the contrary, I cannot see that there will be support to pass these mandates in the legislature.
Okay, let's move on now to zoning. And this is something Republicans have been talking about a lot with the 830G. Why is this important?
So really the issue coming about is twofold. One is the existing law or 830G, which allows developers, if they provide certain amount of housing, 20% or 30% of the housing is affordable, that they can not follow any local zoning law, or they have to be given basically any approval they may ask for. So, for example, if you are on Route 1, or any of the roads in Greenwich, where you know you will typically see only two-story buildings, and no zoning laws will prohibit denser development, a developer might say, on a two-acre, I will develop 50 apartment building, which will be five stories. And the zoning cannot stop them. The zoning has no right because they are going to take part of that apartment complex and provide affordable housing there. Now, there is a big problem there that some of these areas are not the right areas for denser development. They are not in line with the services and the capacity of the area to provide water, sewer, traffic, and so on and so forth. And they would really harm that neighborhood. And that's why a number of our communities and neighborhoods do not really want them. As a matter of fact, it is not just Greenwich. If you go to many areas, neighborhoods and towns around the state, it's the same story. You know, what we don't want is all suburbs to look like dense towns or dense cities. And there is nothing against the fact that if there are areas within Greenwich, if there are areas in other towns, whether it be in eastern Connecticut or even in southwestern Connecticut, that which can afford such denser developments and high-rise buildings, the local zoning should identify and allow those. There's nothing wrong about it, but we cannot give a what you call carte blanche de facto right for anyone to build a denser development without respect or approval from local zoning. So that's really the issue which is coming up, and I think most of the communities are very against it. They want local zoning to stay. They are, while keeping in mind that affordability of housing needs to increase. There is nobody doubting the intention of what is being asked, that we need to have more affordable housing in all towns and in Connecticut. But what is being challenged is that it should be done by a state diktat of allowing any developer to develop anything as long as they do certain amount of affordable housing.
All right, State Representative Harry Arora, unfortunately we've run out of time, but we will talk again next month. Thanks very much, and have yourself a great day.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Tony, and a good day to all your listeners. Bye-bye.
State Representative Harry Arora. Let's get to the forecast.